Then if you want to tell me chitza mitzvah the lovin, that you're mamish missing the mitzvah of lovin. Since you put the lovin in the wrong time, you put it after the tchelis, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah lovin, but mekayim mitzvah the tchelis. You only mekayim the mitzvah of tchelis. So more says I can't be, but coming to answer now according to Rebbe Shita. Le Rebbe ikuvei makav adodi. According to Rebbe, we just got finished saying he dashes both psil tchelis and hakanaf. He resumes, so you have to see both. That about every tzitzit has to have a kiyum of both. You have to have the mitzvahs of lovin and the mitzvahs of tchelis. So how could you say chisa mitzvah means you're missing the mitzvah of lovin, so you would not have a kiyum of mitzvah then according to Rebbe. So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, shechisa mitzvah v'yose mitzvah. And that means you're missing a part of the mitzvah, but also v'yose mitzvah, also you did a mitzvah. So what does it mean to say you're missing though? Well, my chisa means mitzvah lo yoved mitzvah min amukhar. It just means you did not do like a hidden mitzvah. You did not do it the best way. The best way is you're supposed to put the lovin in first and then put in the tchelis. On the way that the person put in first the tchelis into the begin and then he put the lovin, so avadi yimekayim the mitzvah because lamaisa, now you have both. You have lovin and you have tchelis. Just chisa mitzvah means it's not a mitzvah min amukhar. You did not do it extra special the way you were supposed to. But you don't have the hiddur of making the tzitzis the way you were supposed to. Sumar says, this is a good answer. This is good that you're saying that the mitzvah of lovin does not stop us from being kind of mitzvah of tchelis. But the opposite way, tchelis deinu makeves es lovin mahi. What does it mean to say that tchelis does not stop the mitzvah of lovin? Like how could tchelis stop the mitzvah of lovin? Like if you have the mitzvah of lovin already, means you put the strings of lovin in first. So how could the tchelis stop it? See, they say it's only a shal of which one you put in the first. There's only one way to do it wrong, but the other way is to do it right. So what's the double lashon of the Mishnah? Hatchelis is not makiv and the lovin is not makiv. What's the two ways? There's only one way to do it wrong. So the more answers, Amar Rami bar Chomo, lenitzrucho elo letalis eshukul hatchelis. The chiddush would be here is, let's say you have a beged, that the whole thing is made out of tchelis. The beged itself is made out of blue wool. So in such a case, and at least according to Rami bar Chomo, the mitzvah is to put in tchelis first. Because I said before, the pasuk says psil tchelis. The pasuk says haknaf. And then it says psil tchelis. But haknaf comes first. And half a minute is, at least according to Rami bar Chomo, haknaf means the min of the beged. So in the case where the beged is made out of tchelis, here the kedima should put in tchelis in first. And here the case would be, let's say you put in lovin first, and then you put in tchelis. So the mitzvah says the chiddush, also it's not makiv, that it's still like you have both. It's only chisra mitzvah min amukhom. The Gemara says, itm damu yosu learn like this, omar levi lishmuel. Levi said to Shmuel, ayyoch, rashi like lashon of a melech, a king, loitaisav akarecho, do not sit on your feet, do not sit down like ad meforshas li loha milsa, until you explain me the pshana mishnah. Now what does the mishnah mean to say? Hatcheles einu makeves es alovin, be alovin einu makeves es tcheles. What does it mean to say mahi? Or Malaysi enter back and echnami lenitzu chelul lesadim mitzitzis. The chiddush is about putting in sadim mitzitzis. So the word sadim here is lavdavki. Sadim usually means flats, as klayim. But lavdavki means here lesadim mitzitzis, the way you put your strings of tzitzis into the begin. That the din is the mitzvah lakdumin lavim bereisha. Really, after pasuk for haknaf, you're supposed to put in lavin first. My time, what's the reason? Haknaf min knaf. That usually robes of God are made from white. So therefore, the mitzvah of lovin is supposed to be put in first. So Mishnah means to say, the actim tchelis lovin. Let's say by mistake, you put in the blue wool first, and then you put in the lovin. Lesl and bo does not stop the mitzvah, still you mekayim the mitzvah. So again, tenach, this is very good. Lovin deina makibas et tchelis. This is very good that you said that the mitzvah lovin does not stop you from being mekayim the mitzvah of tchelis, even though you did something wrong with the lovin. But the opposite way, tchelis, the einam akevas is a lovin mahi. What did you do wrong with tchelis? How could you do something wrong with tchelis to say that that should stop the mitzvah of lovin? If you did the mitzvah's lovin right, meaning you put the lovin in first, so how could the tchelis stop it? It can't mean you don't have tchelis altogether, because we're trying to answer now according to Rebbe Shita. So you have to have tchelis there, so what could go wrong? So more it says, O Malay Rami Bachomo, lo nitzuch, you know what the chiddush of the Mishnah is? Let's say the talis, the beggar itself, is made all from blue wool. In such a case, the mitzvah liakdum mitchelis pereisha. He holds that you're supposed to put in tchelis first. Tia Knaf here means Min Knaf. That's what you're supposed to do first. But the Yaktim Love and Bereshah, by mistake, you still put in Love and first, Les Lumbot does not stop the mitzvah. Even though you did it the wrong Kadima, the wrong Seder, you put in here Love and first, and in this type of a beg and heel, you're supposed to put Chilas in first, still you're Mekayim the mitzvah. So that's the Mishnah's both Lashonis, in both ways you're Mekayim the mitzvah. So this is the way Rabbi Bachom answers. On this, Omar Rav, Rabbi says back, no. Midi Tzivik Kogorim. Is it really totally, does it depend upon the color of the Begid? Meaning to say that you're saying, since the Begid is made from blue, so then the Mitzvah Tchelis comes first. The Rav holds no. It's not totally in the Begid in the color right now. Rashi explains, since Lamaisa Rav the Godim is made from white, so Pshat when the Torah says, HaKnaf, that make the tzitzis from the same type of the knaf, of the corner, or the begid, it does not mean from each begid separately, but it means from a clothes like a begid. Now since roiv begodim are white, the pasuk means to say, put white first, and that's from the pasuk, then it says, psil techeles. Mashma always techeles comes last, and lovin always comes first. Even though now it happens to be, you have the begid, kula techeles, so what? It's not totally right there with the color of the begid right now. But about the Pshat the Torah, when the Torah says HaKnaf, that the tzitzis have to be made from the same color, the same material of the Knaf, of the Begid, about that means they have to roll for Godin, which is white. So therefore it was Kaveya that Avada at all times mitzvahs love and has to be first, and then you have to put on Tchelis. So again it's a question of the Mishnah. According to Rebbe, what's the double lesson? What do you mean both are not Makiv? If you always have to put love in first, you can only make a mistake one way, by putting Tchelis in first. But you can't do it the opposite way. So what's the double lashon of the Mishnah again, that this and that is not Makiv? So therefore the Gemara says, Ela Rav, Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Loi Nitzu Chaynot Techidish, and the Mishnah is, Ela Lagar Dumim, that in case where the strings were like cut off, and you only have a little bit left, that L'chadchila you have the right length of the tzitzis. Like we hold Lamaitza, the tzitzis are supposed to be Yudbeis Gudlin, like each string when you start putting it in. After you fold it over, or even we hold even after you make the tzitzis, even after you twirl it around, we make the 7, 8, 11, 13, and then we make 5 knots, even after that, the length from the beginning until then is supposed to be at least Yudbeis Gudlin long. Some say it's 11 inches, some say 10 and a half inches. That's how long it's supposed to be, L'chatchila. Now the question is later, let's say a string comes off. That's called gadumim. The what? The igdum tcheles, if part of the tcheles got cut off, will soon say the loch is how much? The koi lovin, and the strings of lovin are still there. Or else the opposite way. The igdum lovin, let's say the strings of lovin were cut off, the koi tcheles, and the strings of tcheles are still there. Less lombo, then it's still kosher. So that's pshad on mission, even according to Rebbe. That avad l'chatchilu, when you make the tzitzis, you have to have both. Whatever the sheet is, let's say Rashi sheet, there is two strings of blue and two strings of lovin. And all of them have to be the right length. Just the loch was after you made your tzitzit later, if some of the strings that are hanging down after the gadil, after you twirl around, after the knots, the still, those strings that are coming down, if that gets cut off, still it's kosher. So loch and gemara is that even if the lovin gets cut off, but since you have the tchelis, still it's kosher. This would be mashmak Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that at all times, you always have to have one set complete. You always have to have at least two complete strings on both sides. Then the other two strings could be gadum, even though part of it is cut off, still is kosher. But at all times, you always have to have at least two complete strings. Now, it says like this. The Amri B'nei Reb Chiya. The Reb Chiya says this. Gadum et chelis ksherim. By tzitzis, as long as the beginning you have the right length, then later it gets cut down, still it's kosher. The gadumi ezov ksherim, the loch of ezov is the high sops that you use for the taras hamitzera. Also, there's a shear, how long it has to be, but after you have that shear, later it gets broken down, still it's kosher, as long as you have something left over. Now the Gemara says, to kam mishir gadumim, how much do you have to have left over from the strings to say it's still kosher? Omar bar hamduri, Omar shmuel, kedei la'anvon. That means after the knots, we hold, it's also machlekes place in Tshitis, but we hold it means after you made the knots of your tzitzis on the psil, the strings that hang down, if at least there's enough left there, kedei la'anvon, to make a bow around how many strings got cut off. Let's say three or four strings got cut off, You have to have enough left on each string to make a bow around it. Iboil, I have a question like this. Does it have to be, like we just said, you have to be able to make the bow around all of them? It's enough just to be able to make a bow around that string itself, take it, which would be less of a shear. So the kids, so we're machmir to say that kedei la'andvon means there has to be enough left over that shear that's still left over, let's an inch or two, that you can make a bow. You can make a bow around the ones that were cut off. Now, boy, Rav Ashi has a shower like this. Alimi, let's say you have a thick string. It's made out of thick material, thick wool. The loimandvi, the way it is right now, you can't fold it over to make a bow. But we have ikhtini, if this length would have been a thinner type of a string, then ma'andvi, then you would really have enough. In other words, the length really is enough to make a bow. Just now the material is so thick you can't do it. My, what's the locha? Omalei said that Omalei Rav Acha bread the rov of the Rav Ashi, kol shechein the minka mitzvah sayu, avad mitz minka the mitzvah, you can tell the mitzvah about it's still kosher. That this is a shear, how long it has to be. So Lamai say, even though it's thicker, so what? It only makes it more nicker than mitzvah. So as long as it's long enough, that if it would have been thin, you wouldn't be able to fold it over and make a bow over the other strings that came off. So even though now that it's a thicker one, avad it's a smara, still there's kosher. Now again, exactly what does Geduma mean to say it's still kosher? That's a machlokes rishonim. The Rashi's sheitas learn even if all the strings get cut off, as long as they're left over, kedei la'andvon, still it's kosher. But again, according to Rabbi Natan, sheitah is with machmal at least like a tchila, that you always have to have at least two strings completely there. So therefore, it depends how you make your tzitzis. If when you first make your tzitzis, you makpid it very much to always keep the four strings on one side and the other four strings on the other side, so at all times you always know that one side is each string, like is half on this side, half on that side. So the Kuntz Ben Atam, even if you have two strings coming off on one side, still would be kosher. Because you still know you have two other complete strings still there, so that would be alright. But once three strings come off, that would not be good anymore. Now Lamai said, if you don't be careful how you make it since the beginning, then the problem will be that if two strings come off, you have to be afraid it's from the same string. And maybe the string is off completely, that's also a problem. Some shittas holds, there's no heta. Some shittas holds, gadumim is only if one side of the string is near the length. So only the other half comes off. So ma'isam, when only one string comes off, avadim it's kosher. When more than one string comes off, then already you have to ask a shayla to know exactly how it was made, and to know if it's called gadumim or not. Now the Gemara says, Uman Tana the Polagalade Rebbe, like who's the Pasha the Tana of our Mishnah, the Taka argues on Rebbe and holds that Lovin is really not Makiv the Trelis, and Trelis not Lovin. So Hai Tana goes according to this Tana. The Tana you will learn, Rebbe Yitzchok Rebbe Mishum Rebbe Dosin, Shoma Mishum Rebbe Yeseg Lili, Shoma Mishum Rebbe Yechanan Benuri. Ain Loit Trelis, if someone does not have any Trelis, blue wool, like today we don't have Trelis, is Matu Lovin. Still you're supposed to put Lovin, and we hold a Rosh Shita means, call Hadalan Chutin. You have to have four Chutin. There are some Shittas learned it's enough just to have two Chutin. That's also the Mitzvah Lovin. But we're knowing, like Rashi Shita, that we do put on four strings, even though we only have Lovin. Omar Rava. Rava says like this now. Shema Mina, I have a good proof that Sorach Likshar Al Kol Chuliv Bechuya. You have to make a knot after each twirling that we do, like we do. First we twirl it around seven times, we make two knots. Then 8 times will make 2 knots, then 11 make 2 knots, then 13 times. Means to say, it's not enough just to make 1 knot at the end, you have to throw them all up. Why? The Sakadat, if you think to say, like Sark, you don't have to make so many knots. It's enough just to make 1 knot at the end. And so, the Yom HaBnei Rebchi, that's what HaBnei Rebchi said, Gardu Meitchilas Ksherin, that even though the string gets cut down, still it's kosher. Even though the Ezim gets cut down, so it's kosher. The question is, Kiva the Ishtorile Eloi, since it gets cut down to where the top knot is, Ishtorile Kulei. The Chur Mingta said that top knot is going to open up, because since it got cut down to there at least two strings or so, it's going to start to get loose and open up. And if that opens up, then all the stitches will open up. It'll be possible. So if so, if you only have to make two knots at the end, then why is Gadumim kosher? Elamai, it must be, even though you made two knots at the end, Avadi, you have more than two knots. So therefore, even though the top knot would open up, by the time it comes down to the next knot, then you'll have enough left over, it would not open up. So here it's a proof to say you have to have a lot of knots on your tzitzit, like we do. We lamaise to make it 10 knots. We make it five different places. At the beginning, after the 7, after the 8, after the 11, and after the 13. And each one we make 2. So, the Gemara answers could be there's no proof. I'll tell you, Dilma.